Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 10, 49 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 18 anything that we might find in connection with the case. On Tuesday night, Mr. Scott and myself suggested to Mr. Frank to talk to Newt Lee. Mr. Frank spoke well of the Negro, said he had always found him trusty and honest. They went in a room and stayed from about 5 to 10 minutes alone. I couldn't hear enough to swear that I understood what was said. Mr. Frank stated that Newt still stuck to the story that he knew nothing about it. Mr. Frank stated that Mr. Gant was there on Saturday evening, and that he told Newt Lee to let him go and get the shoes, but to watch him, as he knew the surroundings of the office. After this conversation, Gant was arrested. Frank made no objections to talking to Newt Lee. Mr. Frank was nervous on Monday. After his release Monday, he seemed very jovial. On Tuesday night, Frank said at Station House that there was nobody at factory at 6 o'clock, but Newt Lee and that Newt thought to know more about it, as it was his duty to look over factory every 30 minutes. Also that Gant was there Saturday evening and he left him there at 6 o'clock, and that he and Gant had some trouble previous to discharge of Gant, and that he at first refused to allow Gant to go in factory, but Gant told him he left a pair of shoes there. Cross-examination. When I said that Mr. Frank was released, I spoke before I thought. I retracted it on cross-examination. I don't know that Mr. Rosser was at the police station between 8 and 8:30 Monday morning. I said that to the best of my recollection. I wouldn't swear Mr. Rosser was there. I heard Mr. Rosser say to Mr. Frank to give them a statement without a conference at all between Mr. Frank and Mr. Rosser. I said that we wanted to have a private talk with Mr. Frank without Mr. Rosser being present. I wanted to talk to Mr. Frank without Mr. Rosser being present. While I was at the coroner's inquest, Mr. Frank answered every question readily. I wouldn't swear positively, but to the best of my recollection, I had a conversation with Mr. Frank on two previous occasions. When I met Mr. Frank on previous occasions, I don't remember anything that caused me to believe he was nervous. Nothing unusual about him. I had the conversation Mr. Starnes had over the telephone with Mr. Frank early that morning. It was about 5:45, or 6:15. I think we got to the undertaker's about 6:20. As to the reason why I didn't tell Mr. Frank about the murder when I was inside the house, but told him as soon as he got in the automobile, I had a conversation with Newt Lee, and I wanted to watch Mr. Frank and see how he felt about the murder. Mr. Frank didn't go upstairs and put his collar and cravat on. Mrs. Frank brought him his collar and tie. I don't know where she got them. He told her to bring his collar and tie, and he got his coat and hat. I don't know whether he went back to his home or not. He put his collar and tie on right there. I don't know where he got his coat and vest at. I don't know what sort of tie or collar he had. He put his collar and tie on like anybody else would. Tied it himself. I don't know.